and welcome to the furnace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. If Mary submitted her famous Magnificat prayer for an assignment at university, she might have been charged with plagiarism. For her prayerful song of praise echoes the great song of Hannah in the Old Testament, which is what we read today in today's responsorial. Both songs exalt the Lord as Saviour for the blessing of their child. Both declare how the mighty and rich are cast down, and it will be the poor and lowly who are raised up. Mary's song is not that she couldn't think of her own words, for it is only in Mary's song where she says, "All generations shall call me blessed." No, Mary stands in the great tradition of the women of the Old Testament, like Hannah, who have gone before her, and Hannah's song is ultimately fulfilled in Mary's. To what extent is praise a part of your daily prayer? Is your prayer merely one of petition, asking God for things? Praising God and giving Him glory should be something we do every day. For it is in praise where we recognize God as God, that He deserves glory simply because He is. In that sense, let us make Mary and Hannah's prayer of praise our own, where we can say, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Saviour." Let us pray. Hear in kindness, O Lord, the prayers of your people, that those who rejoice at the coming of your only begotten Son in our flesh may, when at last He comes in glory, gain the reward of eternal life. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.